This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast, and you can hear there's elation here at Griffin Park today. Absolute elation. Aston Villa came down to Griffin Park. They have not beaten us since 1953, and they came here today, and no chance today. We absolutely wiped the floor with them. They were chasing shadows for 98% of this game here. You can see the players in front, they're hugging each other. This means so much for them. Tomsfield giving it the massive big come on. The old come on. Tyrone Mings is trying to stamp on somebody there, I think, but they've all walked out of his way. No need to. This has been absolutely brilliant. Keeping tremendous, as we say. Aston Villa, like I said to you, I've got lots of Aston Villa mates out there. We've had lots of conversations. You've gone out there today and you've been taught in a footballing lesson by the mighty, mighty Brentford. And also another lesson you need to know is about the philosophy. We may have changed our head coach, but there's the same philosophy. So you've taken our head coach, but you ain't taken our style of football. You know what I'm saying? Come on, you Reds. This is absolutely brilliant, isn't it?
Absolutely. Top draw. Come on, you bees.
1-0 to Brentford, by the way. And, listen... To be fair, we're a bit disappointed because we had a lot of domination of that game, played the ball around, lots of tricks, lots of skills, but slightly impotent in front of goal.
Yeah, we created bits and bobs, but Villa created very, very little, and we absolutely deserve to win this game tonight. Come on, you bees!
Thomas Frank is coming over yet again. He always does that. Thomas Frank comes over to the fans, right over. He's giving it the fist pump, you know. Thomas Frank versus Dean Smith today. I think there's one master tactician who has out-tacticianed his old boss here. And the question marks has got to be had as to what's going on with Brentford, because it looks like we know exactly how we want to move this club forward. It's been tremendous.
Oh, absolutely tremendous, Bill. After being at Forest on Saturday, seeing a different sort of game altogether, I think Thomas Frank got it tactically absolutely correct today. To a man, the passion and intensity was always there throughout all 90 minutes. Great game to watch. Hopefully, they've enjoyed it as much as we have on the television.
Listen, what a fantastic game. What a good result. Brilliant.
Yeah, fantastic game. I think minute one, we were at it. Canos was superb running at him. He looked on fire. It was just an absolutely brilliant game. Throughout, we deserve the win by far. I mean, they look dangerous on the break, you know, they got some players, but we just snuffled them out throughout. They gave them no chances. We were just superb throughout the game. Very well deserved 1-0 win. Great.
You see, listen, we love this. All the fans are in the Ealing Road here, the paddock on the other side as well. Everyone's staying back, they're clapping the players. Neil Malpay's coming over. All the way over to the Ealing Road, he's clapping everyone. He knows, he's taking the plaudits. We kept fighting, man, because we knew that we deserved the result here. We knew, if they had got a penalty, if they had scored that goal, it would have been an absolute travesty, because we were all over Villa today. Villa fan tweeted saying, how come you smash us to pieces like no other team every time you play us? Because that's just what we do.
Mate, it was good, you know, it was a close game there, a decent team. I think Villa came for a point. I think it was too obvious, really. I think that was their letdown. Maybe a criticism of Smith when he was with us. Didn't always go for a win when he could have done. He went for a point. He sat back for a point and he got what he deserved. He got absolutely nothing. Fantastic finish. Good performance. Solid all the way through, I thought. Thought it was going to finish into a draw, which wouldn't have been the worst result. But yeah, a little bit of confidence. Quality striker up front. There's your goal. 1-0. Happy, happy days.
Happy. Listen, you can hear the celebration music being played here. You know, any time the celebration music's been played, it's a good thing. Because celebration means that we are celebrating a victory. Listen, absolutely. Listen. People are so scared today. Great result today, wasn't it?
Quite impressive, really, in terms of tactics and strategy. And I'm really pleased for Thomas Frank. And Neil Pompey kept going all the way to the end. Got what he deserved. Yeah.
I mean, that first half, we should have been 2 or 3 goals ahead. Okay, we were cutting them to pieces. We had lots of shots, but it's almost like we were trying to walk the ball in the back of the net, wasn't it?
It's a studied approach, basically. Yeah. So they're not going to rush it. They know what they're doing. They know if they play the percentages, they're going to get there in the end. It's obviously what they've been working on in the training ground and during the week. So they're going to rush it. They kept their heads, kept going, got there in the end. So, quality result. Basically.
And Dean Smith, I'm going to say, and this is what we like Dean Smith. He's a lovely bloke. He's a really, really nice person. He's left us, has gone to Aston Villa. That weren't looking too sharp on the other side of the pitch there, was it?
I think Villa have been struggling all season, frankly. I think he's improved them. They were slow and difficult in the match up at Villa Park. We should have won that. He's done some improvement, but there's still a lot to do there. I think he should have stayed at a big club.
Should have stayed at a big club. Have a good evening, man. Cheers. See you later. Bye, dude. Absolutely teething relentless.
Yeah, looking at that game, Billy, it was one of those games where I think Brentford, from the start to the finish, they were absolutely relentless, and the finish by Mopay was outstanding. But I think throughout the whole team, the good thing tonight is everyone contributed, both attacking and defensively.
I mean, they did, and you know, like I said to you, that first half, some of the football we played was just ridiculous. You know, the spins, the twists, the turns, the possession, the ball seemed to stick to our feet. So much confidence in that side, and they didn't quite get the result, and we were a little bit worried that they might have run out of steam, because they were just so fast in that first half.
Well, I think the one thing was the positivity, because maybe after an hour, 75 minutes, we could have lost a little bit of heart, but Brentford stuck with it, and I think they had a real inner belief in them tonight that they could get something from the game. And I think it was 90+1, and as I tweeted, Mopay time.
Yeah, and it definitely was Mopay time. And again, you can see how much it meant to the players. They all came over at the end. Thomas Frank, you know. Wash your mouth out, you know. Dean, we love you, Dean. He's wicked, that. You know. Wicked, yeah. But Thomas came over at the end, and you can see the unity is just more and more as each game goes on, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've always been in the Thomas Frank camp, I'll be honest. You know, my time at the Trust and got to know him. And I think he's a genuine, believes in what he's doing, and he's a real people person. And that's coming across right now with the team.
We've got the Villa in the house here today. And as I say, commiserations.
Yeah.
It was, for us, we thought it was nil all at the end, and we were gutted because we didn't think that was the right result. I thought that we tore you to pieces in the first half.
Yeah.
Maybe you might have seen it a different way.
No, I mean, up until your goal, we had the best chance of the game, you know. But I didn't think Brentford were as good as I've seen them over the past couple of seasons. But listen, this place seems to be, you know, it's jinx for us. I think it's become more of a mental sort of block for us. We just can't seem to get anything against you boys. And it was coming. I mean, yeah, on the end of it, you deserved it. We're dreadful. We're absolutely dreadful. There's something not right. Something not right at all. And yeah.
I mean, I was saying what we need to do is that we need to give you some more anything. We'll give you some players. We'll give you some of our cutlery. We'll give you some of our crockery. Because last time we gave you Scott Hogan, and then we came down and we smashed you 3-0. Then we've given you Dean Smith, and now we've smashed you again. So I mean, is there anything else? You could have some floodlights if you want, because we're not going to be here very very much. Like, we could take that to Aston Villa.
We just can't get it right. Against you, there just seems to be a curse when we come here. Although I will say, I think that's probably the worst I've seen you. Every other time we've played you, I thought you've played us off the park. I didn't think you were as good as you have been in previous years, but we're nowhere near the level that we were when Dean Smith first came in. I can't understand what's happened other than a couple of injuries, but a couple of injuries shouldn't be making that much difference. I mean, I imagine you'll have been shocked by what you saw from Villa, knowing the way that you know that Dean Smith wants to play football. I'd imagine you'd be surprised at what you've seen tonight.
Well, I was surprised about. I was surprised that you weren't able to keep the ball, the passing, the movement, and also when you did get the ball. Well, first of all, the pressing, as soon as we pressed you, you got scared, and then you just hoofed the ball up.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we've got the players to implement what Dean Smith wants at the moment. If you give him the team that you've got there, they'll be able to do the things that Dean Smith wants. But I think we've got a few ageing players. We haven't got much down the flanks at the moment. And when we actually did press you, which wasn't very often, we caused you a few problems. We won the ball off you with McGinn quite high off the pitch, but there just wasn't enough for that. We didn't create anything. We didn't deserve to win. I don't think you were at your best, but I don't think there can be any arguments with you beating us tonight. I've got no complaints at it.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's difficult because obviously, you know, again, from us seeing it where it was, we had a lot of that ball in the first half. We played the ball around, we did the little flicks and the little skills, and we were playing with high energy because I think they thought we need to, you know, the speed. Canos had a brilliant game. He was on it, even though he's a winger, but we played him as fullback today. But the thing, like I said, we were worried about is that because we were pushing hard, like when we played Nottingham Forest on Saturday, we were pedestrian compared to this today, and we thought if we ain't scored by 60 minutes or 65 minutes, we're going to run out of steam and you're going to be able to get back into that. And we saw you come back into the game.
When we had the best chance of the game, when Horahan went through on goal, obviously your keepers, I've seen him a few times this season, he's made a few mistakes, but he's made a good save. I think what you've just said there sums it up for me, that you're playing an attacking player at fullback. And I can't think of any Villa player running at him and causing him any problems defensively, which you think, as he's not a defensive player, you'd be able to get him. I've got no complaints. You deserve to win the game. I think you look the more likely to score. And at the end, I don't think you've even had to do much to score. I think we've sold ourselves with the defending, but we're just not there at the moment, and fair play to you, you have to give advantage.
And I'm going to ask you, I mean, Dean Smith, and I keep saying this, we really like, he's a lovely, lovely bloke. He's, his manners, you know, he's been really good to us. He's done a lot of good stuff for our club. Obviously, he's moved on to Villa now. How's it looking? Because I know you're not very patient at your club now, and, you know, how's it looking?
If it was anybody else apart from Dean Smith, if Dean Smith didn't have the affinity that he has with Villa, tonight, you know, it would have got a lot worse. I think we can see it as fans. I think we know what he wants to do. It's not his team. He can only do so much. As Dan said, like, we're an aging squad. About 9 or 10 of those players that were in this first team squad tonight won't be here in the summertime. I think they know that. And, you know, we're much better than this, but, you know, you can see it coming a mile off. And this is what it's been like for the last dozen games. It's been this turgid for the last dozen games, and I just don't know where the next win's going to come from. We missed Jack Grealish badly, but players on that money at this level playing for us, it looks like the shirt's a little bit too heavy for them. And massive changes in the summertime, you know.
So one thing I'm going to say to you is, obviously, we know you definitely came in for Chris Meppham. We know that for an absolute fact. You came in for Meppham, asked for a little bit more money, but didn't go that. You went to go to Bournemouth. That move didn't work. As long as in summer, you must keep your hands off every single one of our players. You must not come back inside there. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to put the safety gates around Griffin Park, and you must go look elsewhere.
Well, I mean, we've got the money. We've got the owners. We've got the financial clout to certainly do a bit of damage. But I think the way you boys play is what we crave. That's what we want to see. That's why we brought in Dean Smith. You know, regardless of if Dean Smith was a Villa fan or not, I think we would have probably tried to poach him anyway, because he just plays such great football. But something's not right. Something's seriously not right. And, you know, expect some big, big changes in the summertime.
Got the Villa in the house here. And like I said to you, 3 years running. Now, we met you, you know, when you first came down here. The Championship was very new to you then, I remember, when you came down here. We came down to the pub, had a few beers, we had a bit of a chinwag. It's a couple of years now later, and you're a little bit more versed in the Championship. Has it got any better?
I wouldn't say it ain't got any better for us. I think we're now getting into the realisation that this is one hell of a league to get out of. And, you know, Brentford again, played well, passed the ball around well. We played 5 in midfield, and we still couldn't get the ball off them.
I mean, for us, like I said, frustration that first half. I mean, I thought it's interesting. We just talked to Dan and the Villa View guys just a little bit earlier, and they said that they didn't think Brentford
were as good as the previous times that we played you down here. And I thought that was a little bit... I'm not sure. I thought that we were all right, actually.
Yeah, I can see it. I mean, you had that Ryan Woods who used to run the show. Now you got Romain Sawyers, who did a similar job. Yeah. Nobody picked him up. You still played with the two wide men. So you still had options all over. Every time you attacked, you still have wide options, and we couldn't deal with it. We just couldn't deal with it.
I mean, I've got to ask, obviously, Dean Smith has come back home. This was his home, you know, for quite a few years. We like Dean Smith, lovely bloke. He went off to Villa, so listen, you know, he's on the other side of the fence now, and obviously we want to, every time we play a Dean Smith side, we want to beat him. We don't hate him as a person. We like him as a person, but on the sporting side, we want to beat him. How's it been going down with you? How's Dean Smith been going down at Villa?
The fans are still behind him because at the end of the day, he's one of us. He's a Villa fan. He's been a season ticket holder. His dad was a season ticket holder. He loves the club. You know, it's been a very tough season because at the start of the season, we were nearly going bust. We got to the playoff final. We had a decent side. Then all of a sudden, the whole of it was ripped apart. You know, John Terry went, Snodgrass went, Johnston went to the Albion. We got no money. We were virtually hanging on. We were looking at, I think at one stage, we were looking at possibly a point reduction because we were in such a bad state. We managed to turn it around. Bruce sort of, got us going a bit, but didn't really get us going. And then when the turning point really was when we drew 0-0 at Ipswich and we played against them with 10 men for an hour, and then you know things aren't going right. So we did have to make a change. Dino was up for grabs, did a fantastic job at Brentford, 100% great job, loves the club. He's not going to turn it down, you know. I was surprised he came, really, because Brentford have got a bit of a something going on here. New stadium, good club, the fans are right behind him. I was surprised we got him as cheap as we did get him. And he got a fantastic reception off Brentford people tonight. So that shows how much Brentford love the bloke.
But his assistant, Thomas Frank, outmastered him today.
Possibly.
Yeah. Nah, definitely.
The 91st minute.
Yeah.
I mean, you were the better team. I can't knock it. You were the better. The only chance we had was that counter-attack with Hourihan, who we thought should have gone round the goalkeeper, but... And then Tammy Abraham's header. So we had two shots on target in the whole game. Whereas you had lots of pressure, maybe not as many shots, but... You always look dangerous. Every time you attacked, as I said before, the two wide players, every time. Romain Sawyers, Brummy lad, had a great game.
So, I'll see you back in here next season, yeah?
Yeah. unless, where's the new stadium?
Oh, no, it's another year.
Oh, another year.
So, and even if you stay, we can still drink here anyway. It's only 10 minutes more.
See you next year, and good luck in the cup.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, top man.
Happy bees, aren't we?
Yeah, very happy with that performance. I thought we were really good, and we persisted, and we got the result that we deserved. It was a well fought and well won win, if that makes sense. Yeah, really, really happy. Really happy.
I mean, again, Aston Villa, again, I'm just going to state in black and white facts. They've not beaten us since 1953. That's a very long time indeed, you know. I mean, it's irrelevant how many games we played in between now and then, but the fact is they haven't beaten us since 1953, and today it didn't look like that was going to change, did it?
No, I was quite surprised that they didn't kind of set up aggressively. It felt like they were content to get us on the counter a little bit, and that surprised me. I thought they'd be a lot more forceful going forward. We're obviously turning into a bogey team for them, but long may it continue. I think our players do kind of rise to the occasion against them, but I think that club, unfortunately, culturally maybe has a few issues, and that you know they don't see us as a, I don't know how to describe it, it's an odd one. We are a bogey team to them and it's an issue, but I still think that they struggle against sides like us that are, you know, kind of aggressive and want to play good football against them.
I mean, there's a rumour, we thought that Thomas Frank did an absolute masterstroke when we saw the team. We were all sitting in the pub trying to work it out when we saw Sergi Canos in there, and we saw Ben Rama was out of there, and we were just really, really confused. And then we thought, hold on, has he put Sergi Canos as a wing back, as a right back? Has he really? And we came out there and he'd done that. Then somebody said that they saw Dalsgaard in a sling in the stands as well. So whether or not he's injured, and the reason why that's why Sergi Canos is in, or whether or not he deliberately did that as a tactical move against Dean Smith. I would like to say it was a tactical move. And do you think they were caught off guard?
Yeah, I really thought Canos was fantastic today. He showed a lot of energy, a lot of fight. He was all over the shop, and you could see that by the end he was physically kind of exhausted, and he gave everything today. So massive, massive credit for him. We were very aggressive with him going forward, and I do think that caught them by surprise a little bit. He did what Dalsgaard does a lot of the time and tries to get forward, but he was so forward and so aggressive, and he's just got that little bit maybe extra when it comes to passing a player than Dalsgaard does. That doesn't have, and I think that caught them out a little bit, and to be honest with you, it caught me out as well. I was really surprised at how well he did, how aggressive he was, how good he was actually when he had to defend. So you know, full credit to the guy today. You know, he obviously loves the club, so brilliant.
Absolutely teething tremendous. That was there's nothing better than a last minute winner, is there?
No, that I have to say was probably one of the most memorable evenings at Griffin Park under the lights for me. I know it's obviously recent memory, like now, but I thought the performance was exceptional, and it really was from start to finish. For 90 minutes, apart from maybe 5-minute, 10-minute spell in the second half where Villa had a couple of chances, apart from that, it was all Brentford. And not just all possession, it was possession with intent. We got the ball down, we got the ball wide, we moved it quickly, we got it forward. It wasn't sideways, backward passing. Sergi Canos was just incredible tonight. I think he must have run himself into the ground, which is why he came off. Hopefully he's all right for Sunday. I think playing him at wing back may have been forced on him, but I think sometimes you discover things by chance, and hopefully we've found a place where he can thrive, because he's got even more space to do what he wants in. You know, just amazing, Bill. And I know, a brilliant atmosphere at the end. A very, very proud night to be a Brentford fan.
It's interesting. And the Villa fans that I spoke to a little bit earlier, Dan and the Villa View posse as well, they said, you know, we deserve to win today. But they thought that previous seasons, Brentford have actually been better than they were this season. And I'd be interested in your thoughts on that.
We've been spoiled for choice, to be honest with you. We've played three times at Griffin Park and won all three. I thought obviously the 3-0 win we probably created more goal scoring chances and took them, but I thought tonight was a better all round performance. I thought we controlled the game. Some of the stuff we played was beautiful. So yeah, we may have been more potent, but I just think that tonight, as I say, very proud to be a Brentford fan tonight.
Very, very proud indeed. This is Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Game over. We are now looking forward to Sunday, the FA Cup fifth round. Lots of people are going on the free coach, and there's also people that are not going on the free coach because the coaches are full. So people are trying to find all sorts of different ways of getting down to Wales on a Sunday afternoon. It's going to be very, very difficult, but if you're going to be there, we'll see you down there. We'll be down there nice and early, about midday. We're going to be there, and we're going to have a right old laugh, actually, as well. And, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. FA Cup, fifth round, Brentford. We're done with the league now. We've done with the league now. Aston Villa today, we've absolutely and totally put them to bed. I thought we played them off the park. Very, very proud night for us bees.
We were called a pub team 3 years ago. I don't think any Aston Villa fan out there now will ever call us a pub team ever again, because they've shown that we are mighty, mighty, mighty bees. But listen, end of the podcast. I'm going to go off and have a couple of few beers, as everyone will say, in the pubs will do. Come on,
you bees!
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.